Welcome back, baby. We're back. It's always been a forever, and it'll probably always be a forever. I'm not gonna lie. We're busy people over here, right, Athens?
Very true.
This man was away in Texas, so we couldn't do it. And then what? We had fall break too.
Yep.
Double negatives.
Just a tiny bit behind. We'll be all right, though.
Just a little bit behind. But you know what? We're still in the glorious months of sports. We're in November. Football's at
Sir.
its peak. Basketball is becoming its peak. I mean, shoot, Wemby just dropped 50.
Yeah, but didn't Karl Anthony Towns drop like 42 or something?
Yeah, he dropped high points.
Big purr.
Yep, big purr.
This is what movies is made of.
He probably after that 40, we have live video of Cat going. After all that.
And after all that.
Nah, and then Giannis dropped a hell of a game too.
Yeah, I saw
And then
that.
you
He had
also have
a double double. He had a double double.
yeah, and
Close
then
to a triple.
crazy. And then Bron drops a triple double. He's pushing 40.
Know
40.
what I was thinking about? Okay, no. Now that I remember this, I gotta get it off my mind. All right. So I was thinking last night, because you're like, podcast today. I was literally laying in bed thinking. I could not sleep last night. I was like, honestly, I genuinely.
Was that before or after I texted you, you up?
That was after you texted me.
I
Kept me up. But it got me thinking. I was like, I genuinely believe that after this, like after the Bron generation, Bron, Curry, KD, those guys, after that, I don't think we'll see like anybody over the age of 35 putting up the same numbers that these guys are putting up. I feel like this generation, that Bron generation, that LeBron era is, I feel like they're a different type of animal. I don't think you'll see it again. That's personally how I feel. I mean, of course there will be your random, 40-point game from a veteran for no reason, but still.
I mean, I'm trying to think right now. Jokic, we know Jokic could probably do it till he's like 38, but he probably wants to do it till he's 33.
Low key, when was Jokic drafted? Like 20, what, 15?
It was like 2013, 2012.
I kind of count that Bron era. What I'm saying is like
Are you saying the
from
2020s?
20, kind of, I feel like from like 2018 forward is like the start of a different era.
You don't think Ant will do
No, not past the age of, or I don't like his playing style is just too physical. When you got a physical guy like that, dude, his playing
and
style is too physical.
I mean I'm not saying Ant's no Bron, but and Bron's not physical. All you gotta do is put the money into your body and you're fine. I mean, look at switching over to football. Look at Derrick Henry. Puts in 800 grand on his body just to keep
I'm
it how it
saying
is.
that these guys are a different type of beast all in them themselves. Like their mindset is different, the way they train is different, the way they recover is different. Everything that, this Bron generation does is different. That's why I feel like, they have like a whole different type of beast inside of them, if you get what I'm saying.
No, I get it. I'm just trying to think of like I feel like Tatum could be in there.
No. Ew.
Tatum could be a guy that could
Bro.
continue to score 20 points per game, 25 points per
20
game.
points per game is fine. But I'm saying, like, you see Bron out here at age, what, 39 now? Or is he about
He's about to be
39?
40. He's about to be 40 this month.
Age 39, about to turn 40. He's putting up triple doubles. You got Steph Curry coming out, catching fire in the fourth, putting up 35 with like 20 points, not 20 points, but a large amount of points coming in the fourth quarter. You got KD who's still playing at a high level.
MVP race. If he didn't get injured, he'd still be in that MVP race.
I didn't even know he was injured.
Yeah,
I
he's
just thought the
injured.
Suns
He's
were garbage.
no, the Suns are not garbage. The Suns are 9-2.
My Warriors are better, so I've just been
Warriors are
focused on
also
other
9-2.
things. I've been
Warriors
focused
are
on other
also
things.
9-2. They're
Going
the
to be 10 and
same
2
record.
tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys face the Grizzlies in the cup.
Yep, it's an easy one right there.
Yeah, I think Jaw's still out, so that'll
We'll
help you guys out.
steal it while we can.
I love me some Buddy Hield, man. Love Buddy Hield.
Great guy.
Off the bench.
He hits when you need it. And he's leading that second unit like crazy. But you know who
Crazy.
else is leading them too? When it's not Buddy Hield shooting, it's Kuminga's athleticism.
The comeback is something special. Nah, but see, this is what I mean. We haven't even gotten into the juicy stuff yet. The NBA contenders, Cavs, undefeated. I don't know what it is, man, but these Cavaliers got a new coach, and then they turn out to be this crazy team. All you had to do was give them time. This is a young roster. I mean, you got Isaac Okoro, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jarrett Allen. Stacked. That's a stacked five. You got defense, offense, playmaking. You got it all. And then
The
you got.
question is, how long can they keep it up for? I like it. You want to love it. I hate it because they beat the Warriors. But like, how much longer can they really
They
keep it up for?
didn't just beat the
Like literally, like one. I'm pretty sure the game was a back-to-back. Literally the
Dude,
night before we blew out like
I mean,
the Trailblazers or something.
crazy. They were literally like a white van pulling up next to
Oh
like
my
some
God.
5-year-old that just got off the bus, took them, put them in, and then that was it. That's literally what happened to your Warriors. Your
Stop
Warriors were that
it.
kid, and you just had a bunch of grown men just dominate them.
Not gonna lie, Donovan Mitchell didn't even, I don't think he played the whole second half.
Didn't need to.
He didn't need to
They
because we were
treat.
getting killed by Dean Wade. No. If you watch that game footage, every player on that team shot and made a three. Every player on a three. Three, bro, it was insanity. And I'm not talking just like open threes. It's not like the defense was garbage. They were like, first of all, getting good passes off, but they were making contested threes too. And that's what really was making me mad.
Well, they lead the league in field goal percentage at 52%. So,
They're going crazy, but how
yeah.
long can you keep this up for once again?
I think they could keep it up whole year. I don't think they'll be undefeated 82-0, but I think that they'll be in the high 60s, mid 60s. Absolutely.
What's changed about this team that they haven't had last year?
Chemistry and coaching.
It's a new coach, so I would expect it to be even worse.
JJ Redick's a new coach. Look how good the Lakers are doing.
Not really that good.
I think they look a lot better than they did
They
under
look
Darvin
better,
Ham.
yeah, but
But that's what I'm saying. Look how good they're doing. I
I
think the
guess.
talent has always been there for the Cavs. It's just you got to make sure that the scheme's right. You got to make sure it comes really from the coaching. Got to let these young bulls gel together, which is what they're doing. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, Garland. And then since them all being young, I mean, Mitchell we always knew was a dog, but since them all being young, they're just going to progress. And that's all we're seeing.
That's true. Agreed.
Moving into it, I mean, I think your Warriors are a contender. They
I
look
believe that they
good.
are.
They
Yep.
look good. I think they're also one trade away from probably making something good happen. But you also
I'm
have such a,
afraid.
I don't blame you. You have such a young team. You don't want to trade away a young guy.
Like, we got a good bench thing going for us, you know? And, like, this is the future. Like, we got a lot of vets on the team still. Don't get me wrong. You know, so you don't want to trade it all away for one more championship. Because I want to say, if that happens, bro, I might just become like a. Honestly, I think I said I would become a Spurs fan the minute things go south. So, I mean, dude, no, I don't even think about it, bro. Because they were talking about, I saw someone on TikTok. He was like, B Pods is about to be my favorite Bucks player come up next month. I was like, bro, that's actually kind of funny. But no, I don't want to lose any of them. But you also want to get that big piece still.
Yeah, of course, but trade deadline is only 3 months away, and you have 3 months of basketball still left to play. You got to see where their team's at, whether they're going to be a buyer or a contender, and they feel like, hey, I'm stick with this team. I feel like healthy. If they're all healthy, we could win something.
That's true.
And then chemistry is good too when you keep the team always. I think, you know, my Denver Nuggets looking a little better. Started off a little rough. Now we're
Started
heating
off
up,
rough.
but you know what? We're heating up. Jokic leads in all the big three stats. He leads it in the top five.
He's a stat padder, that's why. He's a stat padder without the wins to prove.
You just call Nikola Jokic a stat padder?
Joel Embiid would do the same thing on the same team.
Joel Embiid is barely on the court. Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
Oh my
Joel Embiid is
God.
barely on the court. He played one game and then said, "Yeah, I'm not playing the next game."
Load management, dog. Come on.
What load does he have to man? Pause. What load does he have to manage?
Whoa. It's a long season, you know. Somehow, some way, the 76ers are going to make it to the playoffs. It's going to happen either way, whether you like it or not. Or the play-in, at the very least, they're going to make it to the play-in or the playoffs, whether you like it or not. And then he's going to be like, "All right, I'm good and ready to go," you know.
Yeah, but you also injured Maxey by playing him 40 minutes a game. And then Paul George is injury prone. Hate to see
Young
it.
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Paul George, I said that putting Paul George and Embiid on the same team is probably one of the worst things you could do. It's literally the same thing as the Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Like, it's just injury after injury. So the two stars barely play with each other. I
Real,
mean,
real. Honestly, real. But I'm gonna go back to Phoenix. I think Phoenix could be a contender when healthy. I mean, if KD keeps playing the way he's playing once he comes back from injury, yeah,
what is
buddy.
this injury? Let's
I
see.
don't know. I know he's out. I also think Timberwolves are another team that could be really good. I think Grizzlies at the same time when healthy. Zach Edey's looking really good. They have another rookie that's looking really good.
I
Jaren
like me some
Jackson.
Yuki.
It's not the rookie I was talking about, but we all do love
I like me some
we love us some
Yuki.
Yuki, man. But OKC, they just lost Chet, so that hurts their interior defense a lot and rebounding because that's size that you're losing. But yeah, those are contenders that I think. What about you? I mean, did I hit all yours?
Well, I don't think you said the Thunder.
I said the Thunder when healthy. They
Oh,
just
the
lost
Thunder and healthy.
Chet
Did you
to some
just say
time.
that?
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind,
Man,
man.
you're
Okay.
tired. You had a big test today.
Yeah, I know, man. It's been such a long day.
Now
But
we're about to hit back and buys after this.
the work don't ever stop.
Real.
But nah, of course I got like the Thunder. Of course I've got the Warriors who are looking great. I think the Lakers will make a sneak in like they do every single year for some reason. The
AD's an MVP
Nuggets.
candidate.
Yeah, he's playing pretty good. What did I say? Yeah, I said the Nuggets. Nuggets will be there. Suns, I don't really know too much about. I haven't watched any Suns games. I felt like they were doing garbage, but you said they were doing good, and they're doing pretty well on the standings. So, jeez.
Yeah, this man is just a celebrity over here. I've been sitting hearing phone go off. Like,
Bro,
it's
like
actually
this is
crazy.
crazy. It's coming through my silence. Like, I don't know what to do.
Nah, is this aura?
Sorry, man. After I went to the game the other day, all these girls just started snapping me all at once, bro. I'm not joking. You're laughing. I'm not joking, bro. They started snapping me all at once. I was like, "Ladies, calm down. Like, what can I do for you?" Bro, it's still coming through, dog.
Who's
This is insane.
this guy think he is?
I don't know what to do. I really don't. But
Look
no, I got the Cavs, the Celtics. I'm surprised that the Magic are up there, but this Eastern Conference is looking garbage because the Magic are up there and they're 7-6.
Nah, the minute Paolo Banchero comes back, I'm telling you, that
That's
team is
gonna
so
be
tough. I
crazy,
love me
bro.
some Paolo Banchero. He's so tough.
I think he's finally fitting in to the team now.
They're
I
all
think,
young.
yeah, they're doing pretty good. I think the Hawks will make it. I think the Hawks are gonna get a piece and trade. I don't know who they're gonna get, but I think they're gonna get somebody. Hopefully it's not Giannis. I would be afraid of a Giannis-Trae Young duo. But because then Giannis would rebound Trae Young's misses. Oh my God, that'd be so scary. But honestly, I think the Hornets are gonna be in there too. The Hornets are probably my sleeper. But then, like I said, 76ers too, I think.
LaMelo's playing like he back in Chino Hills, man. Like, are you
He's just
kidding
throwing up anything, bro.
me?
And I like it. That's the style of play I like to see.
Now
That's
nah,
a
it's
fun. That's fun.
now nah, the contenders in the NBA contenders are looking fun. But you know what other contenders are looking good? Let's go over to the NFL.
Oh, brother.
Man. Look at Baltimore. Look at Detroit. Look at Buffalo.
How about those Giants? It's got really awkward, bro. Okay. Never
Yeah,
mind.
yeah. Yeah,
Good thing we got a bye week.
how about them Broncos though? How about the Broncos? We're the seventh seed right now.
The
Bo
seventh
Nix.
seed?
Yeah,
It's not bad. That's cute.
I believe. You
Oh,
see what I did
God.
there? You just see what I did there?
I hope you guys lose this week.
We play Atlanta.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is about to dice y'all.
Now we're at home.
Kirk Cousins is about to walk in your trap and take over your trap. Ooh. He's so cold, bro. Let me stop. Let me stop. No glazing.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins is about to.
after you're done with like all this, like just make sure like you get a towel and zip up his pants, okay?
Understandable.
Yeah.
Yo, it's my iPad.
D1 celebrity right here.
Dog, I finally figured it out, bro.
That's why you put it
Jeez.
on silent.
I thought it was, man. My fault.
Man, you gotta turn that silencer off on the phone. I'm telling
Sooner
you.
or later, those ladies are going to start knocking on my window. Anyways, yeah, man. My contenders for the NFL, I like me some Bills action. Bro, Steelers being atop of the AFC North is kind of crazy to me right now.
They're tough. Russell Wilson
How are you guys seven seed at 5-5? That is. Well, the AFC is so trash. The AFC is so garbage. Oh my God, the AFC is so garbage. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is so nasty.
Yeah,
Ew.
who's undefeated in your conference? Yeah.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
don't have to watch Taylor Swift games every week. So, I mean,
That's true. That's true.
but
That's true.
no, the NFC,
Nah, see,
Cardinals.
just like that, you lost all those women. Just like that. You just complain about Taylor Swift games.
No, I love Taylor Swift.
What's your favorite song?
You belong with me. Yeah, I was there for the Eras tour. Trust.
What's your favorite song of hers if you love her so much?
I like the one that goes,
Nope, title. Yeah.
Hey Siri.
Yep, we got him. Yep, we got him.
What's it called? I like the one with Ice Spice.
Yeah, we got him. Yeah. Yeah, we got him. You want me to tell you mine?
Oh, brother, please. I know you listen to her religiously. You're always talking about her, so.
Yeah, number one fanboy right
I could tell. You really like her.
here.
But let me get back to my. Oh my goodness. All right. I'm surprised that the Cardinals are 6-4 right now. It's kind of weird.
Bro, Kyler's tough. Ever
I
since
know. No,
Black
no,
Ops
no,
6 came out, that man's stats
Hey,
are crazy. He going.
stop. Stop putting him in these Call of Duty conversations, bro. Okay? Stop it. Jeez. Goodness.
Short king defending a short king.
Of course, we got to look out for each other, or somebody's going to step on us. So then, I think the 49ers are going to make a comeback with McCaffrey coming back. But I also feel like McCaffrey rushed himself back. So I'm scared to see how that plays out. Lions, of course. Vikings, frauds. Packers, I want to see them in the playoffs. And then you got the Eagles and Commanders. I think the Commanders are going to come out of there. Jaden Daniels is playing so hot.
Big
I think
game tonight.
he's going to snag a win tonight.
Big game tonight. So what I put on my notes here, I was like, I think Philly's a contender for the Super Bowl, but if Commanders win, I think they're out of contention, like that. Because that will just show me that every NFL team is going to look at what the Commanders do and know the weakness of the Eagles.
Sure.
I'm not saying that the Commanders are bad.
No, I felt the
They're
same way.
not. They're absolutely not.
I told my dad when they were playing the Ravens, I was like, this would kind of tell me whether Jaden Daniels is like your answer or not. Like if they,
No, he's absolutely the answer.
this
It's
was in the
just
beginning of the season, though. This
okay.
was, yeah, this was the beginning of the season. So I was like, this will tell me if he's, because in the first two games, he played like nobodies, I'm pretty sure. And
That's
he like
what
lost, he lost the
rookies
first
do.
game.
Yeah, it's what rookies do. I mean, look at Bo Nix. He looked horrible the first four games. And then now
No
look
way
at him.
Jaden Daniels is getting Bo Nix comparisons, bro. This is so
Bro, Bo
disrespectful.
Nix won Rookie of the Month and then he won Rookie of the Week. What more do you want? I'm gonna back my I believe. I
Oh my
believe.
goodness, bro. This is so cringy. This is actually nasty. All those Taylor Swift women that you gained, you just lost. Jeez, man. They're disgusted right now.
Wildest Dreams is my favorite song.
Nah, I was there for Eras Tour.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that was outside saying, selling tickets?
I
Selling
was like,
tickets?
all ladies, come over here and get a ticket. Free Taylor Swift tickets. Haha. Come get a free ticket, ladies. Men. The men have to pay extra for their tickets, of course, because like I'm such a feminist and everything. So men got to pay extra for their tickets. The ladies get their tickets for free, It just makes sense. I'm doing what's right for the community.
My brother. There's a therapist at JMU. Go sit down. Talk to them.
I
Please.
did. They're the one that
Help.
told me to sell the tickets for free. The player.
We
Hate
are
the
talking
game.
more about Taylor Swift than the NFL has. Okay? So let's get back on topic.
I think you're wrong, but whatever. Say
Yeah.
whatever you want.
Who's this diva?
It's the second time I've been called a diva in under 24 hours.
It's
Unbelievable.
deserved. Who else called you a diva? Yeah, that's
Actually,
why.
this would be the third because Strider.
Oh boy. Yep.
Yep. This will be the third time being called a diva in under 24 hours. This is great. I love my life. Anyways,
All
let's.
right. Let's keep it moving. All right. So I think some Super Bowl, a Super Bowl matchup honestly, a Super Bowl matchup that would feed families would probably be like Steelers Lions.
Oh,
That would feed families.
would be so nasty, though.
It'd be nasty, but it'd feed families.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
But I
ugh.
think the Super Bowl that we're all looking at right now is probably a Chiefs Lions.
Chiefs,
Chiefs
Lions,
Lions.
Chiefs, Lions. Yeah, Chiefs, Lions. I think the Lions would win that. But then again,
Yeah, but
Patrick is 9-0 right now, so.
yep, has a. I'm just going flat. I'll say it has a. Is he? He's having a shitty year,
Oh,
for his standards. But boy, oh boy, is that defense good.
clutching up, man. They're
That defense is
clutching
clutching
up.
up. But yeah, I think it's gonna be Chiefs Lions.
See, I would probably want to see. Here's who I would pick in place of the Lions. I would like to see either Washington. I would like to see Green Bay. Or I would like to see the Cardinals. Ooh, that would be so good. If the Cardinals made it to the Super Bowl, come on. If the Cardinals make it to the Super Bowl, I vow to go to a Taylor Swift concert. If the Cardinals go to the Super Bowl, I will, mark my words. I will go to a Taylor Swift concert and I'll sit in like the expensive box seats. That's, bro, that would actually be a good game though. Imagine that. Cardinals versus Chiefs. Nah. Nah, never mind. I don't like that. Think about it. Cardinals would lucky get blown out. Screw it. I'm thinking of a Giants Patriots Super Bowl.
Replace the Patriots with the Jaguars, please. Okay. All right. And make sure Mac Jones is a starter. Jones against Jones.
No, not happening. DeVito against Jones. Or who's the quarterback we got from you guys? Is that nobody again? I forget his name.
Wow. You just called Drew Lock a nobody.
Yeah, Drew Luck.
Didn't even get him from us. You got him from the Seahawks.
Well, he's been passed around so much I can't even remember who he belongs
It's like you.
to.
Oh man. Whew. All right. So like NFL MVP race is heating up right now. So I'm just curious, like who's your top five an MVP race.
I have to go number one, Lamar. Number two, Henry. Number three, probably Mahomes. Number four. No. Number three is actually going to be Josh Allen. Number four, I would probably give it to. Oh, made me lose my train of thought. Number four, who would I give it to? Oh my goodness. Number four,
You're
I
so
probably gotta
girly.
I gotta
You're
give
so
it.
girly pop.
Number four, I probably gotta give it to Kyler. That would be good. It's a quarterback award, don't you think? Let me ask
Yeah,
you, do you have all
sadly.
quarterbacks?
I only have two.
You only have two quarterbacks? No. I think it's a quarterback award.
It is a quarterback award, which is a shame, but
Or Barkley, number five, Barkley.
number five, Barkley.
Yeah. Or do it number four, Barkley, number five, Murray.
Okay. All right. Well, I like your list because your first three, Lamar, Derrick Henry, and Josh Allen, I have. Absolutely. I mean, Lamar is second in yards, first in tutties, only has two picks a season, QBR is 76.9, and he has 518 rushing yards. I mean, this is an insane year he's having. It's already better than last year. Think about that. And he had one MVP last year. Derrick Henry, I think, could also be there. He's on pace for 2K yards and also on pace for 20 touchdowns. He's also averaging 6 yards per carry. That offense is insane right now. And you got Josh Allen, one of the best records in the league right now, Buffalo Bills. He's leading
Despite
that.
having not a up to par team to my standards,
Honestly, real, but he has Amari Cooper now, which is helping him.
Keon Coleman is great, by the way.
Keon Coleman's. He had a rough start, but now he's making a good bounce back.
I love him.
Josh Allen has over 2,000 passing yards, 17 tutties, four interceptions, and a 70.3 QBR rating, which is great. And then, so my last two, I do have Saquon at five, but I thought Ja'Marr Chase should be in there. He's on pace to have a triple crown. He's
He's
going
playing
to
great.
be first in receptions, first in tutties, first in yards. That's what he is now, and he's on pace to do it. Saquon Barkley, we know, is about to get 1,000 yards this weekend. Actually, tonight. Sorry. He's about to get 1,000 yards tonight if he doesn't get hurt before it. Hopefully not. On my fantasy team, he has six tutties and he's averaging 6 yards per carry. So I also need him to get a touchdown tonight because, you know.
I didn't get a touchdown tonight, too.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, for like our fathers, you
This is for me.
know.
This is for this weekend.
Real.
Bring me my money.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Because not only am I going at it tonight, but tomorrow night, I heard something in the wind. It said, run it back. Win or
Course.
lose, run it back.
I heard it too. So many sports events happening this weekend to not take advantage
I
of it.
mean, when we're playing water pong this weekend, and watching the fights. It'll be great.
Eating pizza and drinking sodas.
Yeah. Lots of sodas.
And then playing Kidz Bop in the background.
Yeah. And a possible roommate go to the bathroom for a long time.
Just to use it.
Yeah. He'll just be in there for a little bit.
But then we got to be like, yeah, where is he? And then, we go and search for him. And then he's
Yep.
just like, oh, sorry, guys. I'm just using the bathroom. And we're like, oh, okay. And then we go back to playing water pong and eating pizza and drinking soda and listening to Kidz Bop.
Yeah, no, only guys though, because like no cooties.
Oh, no, definitely not. We wouldn't want it to infect our water pong table. No.
No, for real, because like I wouldn't want it to affect my water pong table.
I understand.
I mean, doesn't sound like a fun time.
Not at all.
And then we have to like, we don't drink the water afterward because that's nasty.
Oh
Because
no.
that ball's been passed around more than Athens. Which is not really a typical thing. Ooh, what if instead of water in the cups, we put sodas?
Like a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but like only one soda because we'll stay up late.
Yeah, my mom actually said I can't have sodas past 9 o'clock anymore, because last time I wet the bed. Oh my God.
No, but like, what if like we push it to like 9:30?
Keep, my mom will have no idea, but we could do it. We could do it. We could definitely do it.
This is so awesome. All right, I'm so sorry. Why are you doing that?
I'm just looking.
Yeah, this is probably where we should end it off. All right. I'm sorry for y'all listening at home, and hopefully you guys will come back next time. I know he's a weird person, but we'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.
Oh my gosh.